Associate Athletic Director Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. Not saying it's downtime at the University of Wyoming. As Mr. McKinney
on the line.
Far from it.
What's that?
Far from it.
Far from downtime?
Yeah.
What's going on over there? What's going on over there, Kevin?
You know, we've got lots of planning. So what we do?
A lot of planning.
A lot of planning.
We had the head coach, Craig Bohl, on the show last Friday.
You're planning for Media Day? Is that what you're planning for?
I'm not, no. I think Tim probably is, though.
You don't have to worry about
media
day.
You're going to have a lot more lunch that day, I got a feeling.
Yeah, I would say so.
You better plan for, you know, like, and upgrade the menu, too. We don't want all these national guys, you know, coming in and, you know. Get with the program. Do an Alabama type thing, you know.
What's good for our locals is good for the nationals.
Thank you. Hold on a second. I don't know how
how to take that.
Am I supposed to take that the wrong way?
We wouldn't do anything more for a national guy than we do for our guys.
No, we were hoping for an upgrade. Alabama, we would get drug along with the national guys.
I agree, Kevin. I appreciate the spread that is put out there because, quite frankly, you guys don't have to do anything.
If you keep talking, we're not.
I'm not saying anything.
No, him.
Who, him?
Your partner.
Yeah, let's not get into that partner stuff.
I think you should just have salads for certain folks.
You know, I think probably I'm always amazed that some of these places don't have anything that you would think, wow, these big time, quote unquote, they should.
Yeah. Right.
They don't.
Yeah. We had the head coach on last Friday, Craig Bohl. Very good. You know what? And I know it's kind of tough to talk about past coaching, but what Craig Bohl does, and we talked about it a little after we had him on. Yes, it is his program. It's the way he runs things. He runs a type ship and everything like that. And a lot of time when you have those types of coaches, you know, maybe they're a little distant with the media and distant on things like, but he is as personable as it gets. And one thing I can appreciate too is he's very honest, I think, with answering questions. He doesn't shy away from any questions or doesn't get offended with certain questions or anything like that. He'll answer pretty much anything you ask him, and I think that's what separates him from other coaches that we've had here, and the way he runs his program as well. It's just kind of different.
You know, and I would agree. I think that it endears himself to fans as well as media or whomever he's talking with. He's very honest. He's very straightforward. He's an OBS guy. And I was impressed with that from the very first day he took the job. And but he's polished. He's had a lot of experience at being honest about it, and I think when you're successful, it's a little easier to do that. And you know, he doesn't make excuses. I really appreciate that about him. And I think, you know, that's just kind of his upbringing. Really, he's kind of one of us in that regard.
When you were sports information director, and you don't have to name names if you don't want to, did you ever have to sit down with a coach or somebody and just say, "Hey, you know, this is this way, this is that way, certain things"? Did you ever have to have any of those conversations with a head coach when you were SID?
Yeah, I did. I had to have a conversation with a really good guy who took the losses way too hard after game. And we would have to, we would be waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when he finally appeared, he was down, and it was doom and gloom, and so we had to talk about that. But most of them, I would sit down with them, and we'd kind of go over some of our media and what the coach could expect, but what the media expected from him, and we didn't have too many who hadn't had some experience, so that made it a little bit easier. But we've had a couple coaches that made us wait, and that was something that we had to try to get over, and eventually did.
I remember one coach that was doing a post-game interview, and he told the wasn't our play-by-play guy, but told the play-by-play guy it was the dumbest GD question he'd ever heard in his life, got up and walked off.
Yeah. I had that before. I don't see that a whole lot in our mm-hmm. world, really. But coaches still do that on national TV. So it's just a difficult proposition, especially after a loss, for the coach. But it is also for the kids. And we've always talked to the kids about no matter how bad it was or what happened, part of your growing up is to go and face them and answer the questions and get it over with.
Now, do you, you know, again, I'm just curious, with regards to the players, do you, I don't want to say coach them, but do you go over scenarios? Are there people that go over scenarios, certain questions with them, to especially if they're not very comfortable or new or something like that? Does that happen or ever?
No, we don't really. And I think that more and more schools are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been real proud of how our student-athletes do answer questions. I always told them, you don't have to answer every question. Always remember that. You can make yourself available, but if you don't feel comfortable about answering a question, you don't have to do that. And most of the time through the years, our media was pretty fair about their questions. I know there are certain markets that that's not the case, but in our situation, most of the questions posed to student-athletes were fair. I never thought that they were trying to badger somebody or any of that kind of thing, but I always did say, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer it. You're there, you can move on to another question. You are available, and that's a good thing, but if there's, 'cause every once in a while, there might have been a question about a teammate, and the kids don't want to answer questions about their teammate made a mistake. And so if they didn't feel comfortable about that, then move on to another question.
I always like asking when I talk about teammates the funny stuff that they like
too.
Well,
and they enjoy that, and that's a fun thing.
I asked Alan Herndon last week who he would like to analyze, because he got his psychology, he got his degree, and he majored in psychology, and I asked him, who would you like to analyze on the team? And he said Jordan Naughton. And I go, who would you not want to even be come near to know what's going on in his head? He said Lou Adams, he thought.
Really?
That was Alan Herndon.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, he said
he'd like to have Jordan Naughton on the couch, huh?
Boy, that guy's smart, too.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't say anything.
No, he's pretty quiet, and maybe those are the ones that are most fun to analyze if you're in that business, I guess.
But I guess so. But, you know, kudos to Alan Herndon for getting that degree,
right.
and you know, he'll have another year. I thought it was interesting, in this day and age of graduate transfers, I mean, that's all the rage now. That never crossed his mind, even though he got his degree. It never crossed his mind to leave Wyoming.
No. And I think that says something about the program, but it says something about him, because a lot of people by that point are ready to move on
mm-hmm.
and go play someplace else. But, I thought that was really neat. This is the time of year when you sit back and you say, wow, 60 student-athletes are graduating. They have graduated this spring. That's what it's all about, and it's a big deal. It's a great accomplishment, and they've done it while spending a lot of time in their sport. It's remarkable what they actually accomplish, and we don't talk enough about that these kids have a lot of time commitments, not only with their sport, but certainly in their classes, and they graduate. That's what you want. That's the bottom line.
You know, if he ever asks that question again, I've got a few suggestions on people he could analyze in the athletic department, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were talking about student-athletes, though, right?
Yes.
They weren't county administration?
No,
I'm thinking not.
Not administration.
No.
Or the coaches?
Well, wait a minute.
That's probably not a good idea.
I'd say not a good idea at all. No.
What is the graduation rate among student athletes at Wyoming? Do you have that number off the top of your head?
I don't, but it's and I can get that number, but I know it's higher than the campus average.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you
as
know,
as well as the GPA.
Okay.
Is it higher than the conference average?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Especially if you throw in Boise State. I said that, Kevin. You didn't say that.
I'm not saying anything like that.
Yeah, you can't say anything like
but
that.
But I do know that of those 60 graduates, their spring semester grade point average was 3.17.
That's so pretty
good. 3-point students, and there's like 20 some different majors. So it's become a much stronger situation through the years since I've been around to see student athletes and what they're majoring in anymore and what they're graduating in. It really says a lot.
Kev McKinney joining us here on the program. How about those Redbirds, Kevin? They're playing well.
With the weekend.
They're playing well. It was nice. Yeah. Not a lot of Cubs fans talking this weekend.
But I was the one that told you when they were 3-10 that they would be outstanding. You
didn't
believe me.
You did not.
I think I was the one that said there's a lot of baseball left, a lot of season left.
And I said...
You were the one predicting a Mountain Division championship in football last year too, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hindsight's always great.
Yeah, it's usually 20-20.
Always.
Most of the time.
Yeah,
but I'm very pleased with the Redbirds. They seem to have found their wings.
Oh, God.
And so have Monty's Rockies. They're playing outstanding.
You know, Monty's Rockies did a good job. When actually it seems like we weren't watching. They went and they fixed that bullpen.
They fixed most of it.
Oh, God.
Part of it.
Yeah.
They're much better there.
So we have Ringlesby on every week, right? And Dave was complaining about some guys that are in the bullpen, and I told him that you need innings eaters. They come in when the game is just out of reach early, and they get you innings so you don't have to waste your good arms in your bullpen. And lo and behold, Monty makes the same claim to Tracy yesterday. And Ringlesby basically validated what I said and said the exact same thing today.
My point, though, is you need guys that come in that can hold the other team and give you a chance to get back in the ball game, even if
game's
you're down
over.
5 or 6 runs.
Game's over.
But, you know, at Coors Field, the games are never over,
They're over.
You're down 8 runs. The other night, the Dodgers were down 10-0. And they got back to, you know, they got seven runs. They didn't win, but they got 7 runs. But if you had got a 5-run differential, that game is not over at Coors Field. You got to have guys that can come in and at least hold and give you an opportunity to win, not guys come in carrying the gas can and throw gas on the fire.
I disagree.
Well, I know this. They're 9-500 in
mid-May. Thank you.
True.
And that's a very positive thing, you know. I heard something the other day. This is the 24th year of the Rockies.
Yeah.
They have 10 batting champions.
It's pretty good.
Did you realize that?
No.
It's Coors Field.
And they have 3 of the last 4 batting champions.
It's like darn Coors Field. They're cheating.
You know, I mean, it didn't
that's
say
for average. Champions. That's not distance.
It said hitting champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitting.
So 3 of the last 4.
Yeah.
Can you name those 3?
DJ LeMahieu, I think, had 2.
Nope.
No?
1.
He had 1.
There's 3 different guys.
Oh, 3 different. DJ LeMahieu. Blackman?
No.
Oh.
How quickly you forget the great ones.
Cargo?
Nope.
I have no idea then. Nolan?
Kadire?
Oh, Kadire, yeah.
Morneau.
Oh, Morneau. All right.
2 twins.
2 guys that are no longer there.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know.
I know. I didn't mean to do that to you, but I just thought it was interesting that 3 of the last 4 have been Rockies.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. No Cy Young winners, though.
There's no Cy Young.
It's not funny.
No.
Thank you, Kevin. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, guys.
See you, Kev.
Bye-bye.
Bye.